right. It's good to see you this morning. If you have your Bibles, would you turn to the book of 1 John? 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. How many of you slept well last night? Great. How many of you didn't? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Well, maybe you need some coffee. I don't know, something like that. Maybe that would help you. But, that's right. They don't give you coffee, do they? Oh, man. How many of you, when you can get coffee, you drink it? All right. I have a 5-year-old. She wants nothing to do with it. And I have a 2-year-old that absolutely loves it. All right. How many of you are like, I like Dunkin' coffee, Dunkin' Donuts coffee? Yeah, those are the people that like colored water. All right. How many of you say, I like Starbucks? All right, those are the people that have all the money. All right, you can put your hands down. How many of you say, you know what, I like Tim Hortons? I'll support the Canadians. All right, a couple of you. All right. And how many are like Dutch Bros all the way? Okay, all right, you can put your hands down. All right, now we know. Sorry, you can dream about it tonight. Hey, listen, I want to speak to you today from 1 John chapter 5, some verses that have been very helpful to me. I grew up in a youth pastor's home, and then my dad became a pastor, and so all of my life, I've been in church. And I've heard lots and lots and lots of preaching. I trusted Christ, I am told, at the age of 4, I trusted Christ. I don't really remember that. I remember getting baptized, but I don't remember trusting Jesus. And so for years, it would bother me, and I would lay in bed at night, and I would think, man, if I were to die tonight, am I really going to heaven? My parents told me I trusted Christ. I know that there is a date in my mom's Bible, but I just don't know if I depended on Jesus. I don't know if I understood I was a sinner. And then I began to ask myself these questions. Did I say the right thing? Did I really mean it? I would hear preaching that would, and I mean no disrespect by what I'm about ready to say, but I would hear preaching that would say something like this. Here's how to know if you're saved. Do you read the Bible? And I would think, sometimes. Do you always obey Jesus? And I would think, sometimes. And I would have these questions because I would realize, well, if I'm not doing all those things the preachers tell me that I ought to be doing, I must not be saved. And so all throughout high school, I would have these decisions. Well, I'm not sure if I really meant it, and I'm not sure if I said the right thing, but I'm going to really mean it this time. And I would pray another prayer and think, okay, maybe this one will take. And it just bothered me. And for years, I would struggle with simple doubts that were not from God. And I came to 1 John chapter 5, and through a help of a friend, I realized that the Bible does not want us to live in doubts. The Bible has very clear answers how I can know that I'm saved. Not hope so, think so, not even try so, but so I know that I'm saved. And some of the most helpful verses with my assurance of salvation have come from 1 John chapter 5, and I want to look at it today. It's very, very simple from the Word of God. So 1 John chapter 5, let's all stand as we read the Word of God. 1 John chapter 5, and let's begin reading in verse number 9. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life.
and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 13 again. These things have I written unto you that believe on the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. My Father, I thank you for your love for us. I thank you for the truths of the Bible. I pray that you would work today. I claim the power of the Bible that you will. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would convict and convince. That's not my job, that's yours. And I leave that with you. Would you hide me behind the cross? May these dear young people, my friends, may they only see Jesus today. And may we be helped by how we apply the Word of God. And I ask this in and through the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. The verses we just read, God says, if you have believed, now I want you to know that you have eternal life. There are two things that many times are talked about, or at least are struggled with, among teenagers. One would be something called eternal security. In other words, after I trust Jesus, am I still going to heaven if I do bad things? Well, sure. How many times did Jesus have to die on the cross to satisfy a holy God? Once. By the way, the same in your dependence on the Son of God is enough for a holy God. One time. The other thing that was struggled with is not just what we just talked about, but also assurance of salvation. Assurance of salvation is a little bit different than eternal security. Eternal security is once saved, always saved, because I depended on Jesus. Assurance of salvation is, do I really know it, or do I struggle with doubts? Well, when you come to 1 John chapter 5, he does deal with how you, as God's child, can know that you have assurance of salvation. And he begins by speaking about the people. The people that are struggling with this. He writes and he says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. In other words, you've trusted in Jesus. There was a time where you understood you're a sinner. You understood that you cannot get to heaven, so you just depended on Jesus. All right? Well, do you have the assurance of that? In other words, are you 100%, whether you die today or 5 years from now, would you go to heaven? And I meet young people that tell me this. They say, Brother Glenn, I think so. I hope so. You know, I don't always live right, and so maybe I need to do something else to be sure I'm going to heaven. Or I hear this most of the time where they say, I don't know when I prayed, did I say the right thing? Or did I really mean it? All right, let me ask you a question. How do you know if you meant it or not? And what words in the Bible, if it were based on words, what words would you say? You know, it isn't about what you say, because it is simply about the person, Jesus Christ. When you come to 1 John chapter 5, verse number 13, it says this. It says in verse number 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of your prayer. Is that what it says? No, on the name of the Son of God. It goes on, and notice what it will say in verse number 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Go down to verse number 12. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So here's what he's saying. You want to know for sure that when you die, you wake up in heaven? All right, here it is. It's not about what you said. It's not about did you really mean it. What it is about, did you trust Jesus? Jesus is enough for a holy God. And so Jesus is enough for you and me for a holy God. It is only about Jesus. Why do we struggle with assurance so much? Maybe because we trust in what we say instead of the very person, Jesus Christ. We hear this, and I've heard this for years, and maybe this is where I really struggled, where I would hear things like this: are you saved? Do you have salvation? And I would always think, well, what happened at that time? What did I say? What did I mean? Etc. Well, then I realized this. Salvation's not something I have. Salvation is a person I trusted in. His name is Jesus. All right, how about this? Did I say the right things? Okay, if you were in a car accident, all right, are you with me? If you were in a car accident and you are pinned in the car and you can start to smell gasoline, and you're looking around and you're thinking, oh no, it's dripping, it may ignite. Oh no, I can't help myself. And then you look down at the seat beside you, hopefully it's on the seat beside you, and you pick up your phone and you dial what? 911. Good, you're with me. You dial 911, and here's what happens. The phone, it grows arms, it grows legs, it pries open the car door, and it pulls you out, and you're safe, right? No. No. 911 is simply how you access those who can come and rescue you. Prayer doesn't rescue you because your prayer didn't die for you. Prayer is simply how we talk to God. That's it. So, you, depending on Jesus, I can't, you can. Ready? Help! Jesus does the rescuing, not me. Jesus is the one that rescues fully, not me. If you were drowning and you needed a lifeguard, how many times do you have to call out for the lifeguard? Once. What's the lifeguard do? He pulls you to shore. He rescues you. Done deal. All right. Well, how do I know? When you come to 1 John, you'll hear a lot of this. You'll hear guys say something like this. All right. Do you read your Bible? Do you say the right things? Do you go to church? Do you obey your parents? Well, here's the deal. You can do all that and not know you're going to heaven. And you can know you're going to heaven and not do any of that. All throughout the book of 1 John, you'll find this. He will say, you ought do this or that. Not you will do this or that. He says in the beginning of the chapter we just read, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Not if you know me, you will keep your commandments. Let's put it this way. I like eBay. How many of you know what eBay is? All right, good. I sell a lot on eBay, and so let's say that one day I decide to flip it, and instead of selling, I buy. Let's say I get on eBay, and I buy a police officer's uniform, all right? Are you with me? I also buy a badge. It even has its own unique badge number. I think this is great. I go down, and I find a Glock 17 or a Glock whatever, and I put it on. I buy the belt I need. I buy the handcuffs. I even go down to the junkyard, maybe even the police auction, and I buy an old police vehicle. Oh, wow, this is going to be great. I go down. I get a Remy 870 extended choke. I put it in the car. I strap it down. I turn on the lights. I go down the road. I look like a policeman. Am I a policeman?
No.
Absolutely. But do I look like it? Absolutely. Now, let's flip it. Let's say that I am an undercover policeman. Are you with me? Let's say I'm just driving an unmarked vehicle. Let's say I'm not in a uniform. I don't carry a badge. Let's say that my firearm is hidden. All of those things. You may look at me and say, yeah, he's not a policeman. But am I? Yeah. So here's the deal. You can't look at someone or self and say, well, I do this, that makes me one. No. Or, I don't do this, so I'm not one. No. It all comes down to this. Did you depend on Jesus and Jesus alone? So many young people, they're wondering, am I really on my way to heaven? All right. Did you understand you're a sinner? You say, listen, I can't give you a date. He doesn't say anything about dates in the book of 1 John 5. You say, I don't remember all the circumstances. All right. Did you depend on Jesus and Jesus alone? Because Jesus is enough for a holy God. It simply comes down to, I'm a sinner, He's the Savior, I can't get to heaven, I need Jesus, I'm depending on Jesus. So the people of assurance are those that have trusted Jesus but are struggling with doubts. The person of assurance is Jesus Christ. The problem with assurance is that we look at things rather than Jesus Himself and our simple dependence on Him and Him alone. You say, okay, so it comes down to, did I not? Well, how about this? It comes down to the Word of God. I am saved by who I depend on. I know I'm saved because of what Jesus says. All throughout the Bible, He'll say things like this, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You say, wait a minute, there's the word call. That goes back to the word prayer. Hey, so did you pray? No. The word call in the Bible will be followed by the word believe in the next verse. In other words, whosoever believeth, whosoever calleth, how about this? Whosoever depends on Jesus, Jesus saves him. In other words, it's not who I am, it's not what I am, it's not what I do, it's my dependence on Jesus. And Jesus says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's enough. So you lay in bed at night and you struggle with doubts, and maybe like me, you think, did I say it? Did I mean it? I don't know. Am I really going to heaven? Do I need to get saved again? Hey, listen, if you depended on Jesus, then go back to the Bible. How do you know you're saved? Because of what Jesus says. Notice what He says in this verse. Let's go to verse number 9. If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. In other words, there may be people, or you may look at others, or you may look at self and say, I know the answer. Well, wait a minute. The witness of God is greater. If you walk into a courtroom, would you rather someone give testimony of you, of what they think you're like? Or would you rather the God of heaven come and give testimony of you because He already knows inside and out? Get this. No one except you and God know. You say, well, so-and-so thinks I'm saved. Listen, I lived in doubts for years because I simply just relied on what my parents said. I'm not being mean or I'm not slandering my parents. What I'm saying is my parents remember the time I didn't. So what was I trusting in? My parents. And it came to the point where I said, you know what? I'm done dealing with doubts. I have no idea what happened when I was 4. But I'm going to stop trusting in a date. I'm going to stop trusting in my parents. I need to make sure I'm depending on Jesus, and that's enough. Well, what about this? What about what you're doing? Go back to not what you're doing, but the Bible. The Bible says it's only Jesus, Ephesians chapter 2. It's not by works. You say, listen, I go to church. I look right. I talk right. I'm there every time the doors are open. Maybe at least I'm there on Sunday morning. Hey, listen. If that doesn't get you to heaven, then why are you trusting in it? Trust in just Jesus. He says here at the bottom of the verses that we just read, He says this, He that hath the Son hath life. Is it anything else plus the Son? Is it anything else plus Jesus? You'll meet an awful lot of young people that say this, yes, I remember praying a prayer and now I'm living for God. That doesn't get you to heaven. The only thing that gets you to heaven is Jesus and Jesus alone. Just simply depend on Jesus. I can't, He can help. Years ago, I was preaching in Clinton, North Carolina, and there was a young man who came to me, and he said, I don't know I'm on my way to heaven. I'd like to know. We went in the back room. I opened my Bible. I said, do you understand you're a sinner? He said, yes. I said, great. So, what do you need to do about it? He said, I think I need to trust Jesus. I said, wonderful. And then he just closed his eyes. He didn't move. He didn't say anything out loud. And I thought, now what do I do? And he's just sitting there. Finally, he looked up at me. He said, okay. I said, what happened? He said, I depended on Jesus. I said, so where are you going? When you die. Heaven. How do you know that? Well, the Bible just said that. But how about us? Are we depending on everything else except what the Bible says? See, I am saved not by what I do or what I think or how I act. I am saved by depending on Jesus. I know I'm saved not by what I say, what I do, and how I act. I know I'm saved because of what the Bible says. What does he say in 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 13? These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. In other words, you did depend on Jesus, but you're struggling with doubts. Here's what he says. He says that you may know that you have eternal life. By the way, to live in doubts over whether you're saved or not is a very sad and unstable place to live. Because you think, I don't know, do I? Do I not? By the way, doubts don't come from God. They come from the devil. Remember the fiery darts of the wicked that you read about in the other parts of the Bible? You come to hear and he says, listen, I've written this to you so you don't have to wonder. So you can know it's not in what you do. It's not even, here's a big one, it's not how you feel. I meet people all the time. Are you on your way to heaven? I feel like I am. You know what? I'll be honest with you. Some days I feel alive and some days I feel dead. Does that mean I'm dead? Some days I'm like, I don't feel like doing anything. I need coffee bad. All right, well, my feelings don't change truth. You go back to the Bible, it's not about feelings, it's about what God said. Young person, it's time to depend on Jesus and believe what he said. Maybe you're struggling with doubts, or maybe you're sitting there thinking, you know what? You're talking about trusting Jesus one time and then not doubting, just trusting what Jesus says. But I've never even trusted Jesus that one time. Then you don't need assurance, you need salvation. You need Jesus. Listen, I don't know your heart. Jesus does. And if you've never depended on Jesus, can I say this as kind as I can? If you've never depended on Jesus and Jesus alone, then you must face punishment in hell. That's what the Bible says. Without the Son, we are condemned. He says in the end of the verse, in verse number 12, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Do you have life? Life is only found in Jesus, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. You need Jesus. You say, well, I don't know how. Do you understand you're a sinner? Do you understand you've broken the commandments of the Lord? Do you understand that if you were to get to heaven and stand before God without the blood of Jesus, you are guilty and condemned to die? God will not be your king. He'll be your judge. Well, how about just understanding you're a sinner, you need a Savior, his name is Jesus. Jesus died for you, he paid the punishment for you. So just trust Jesus like we heard last night. Maybe you say, I did that. I did that at one time, but man, I haven't been living right. Listen, once was enough for a holy God, so you can trust Jesus. But how do I know that I'm really saved? By what Jesus says. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. So young person, do you know? Do you know 100% that when you die, you'd wake up in heaven? Do you know your sins are forgiven? Do you know it? If you don't know it, stop looking at things and go back to the Bible. Stop listening to people and go back to the Bible. All right, Jesus says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He that hath the Son hath life. Do I have the Son? Did I understand I'm a sinner? Jesus' gift of salvation? Did I trust him? Did I depend on just Jesus? If you did, the Bible says you have Jesus. If you don't or you didn't depend on Jesus, the Bible says you're condemned. But get this, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hey, young person, do you know? You can know today. You don't have to live in doubts. You can be assured. You say, no, I know I'm not on my way to heaven. You can trust him today. Now is the accepted time. So, do you know it?